This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
One, two, three.
My yellow rose of Texas packed up and left this morning. I don't know where she's gone, and most of all, I don't know why. All I know is I've got the blues. I've never been this lonesome. It's enough to make a man lay down and die. So Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear Faded Love, I feel at home. Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills music have kept my heart alive since you've been gone. Got a pocket full of quarters that I feed to that old jukebox. Bob Wills music helps to keep that woman off my mind. Bartender, keep that Lone Star coming as long as I've got money, 'cause I plan on being here till closing time. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear Faded Love, I feel at home. Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills music have kept my heart alive since you've been gone. Have kept my heart alive since you've been gone.
From the Roadhouse here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We've got the Stone Country Band. It's a pleasure to have Ellen Carlson and Troop. Now, did your band used to be called something else, like the Derelicts or something like that?
Yeah, I've had a few. And with the Derelicts are still kind of me and Daryl, my brother. Yeah,
so
still.
You don't really look like derelicts or anything. So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about Stone Country, Ellen Carlson.
So Jim Prendergast and I have been playing different styles of music for a while here now in New Hampshire, and so Jim decided to put this band together, actually to play at the Stone Church in Newmarket, and so we had
hence the name
yeah, because we you know, we just couldn't come up with a name. People kept asking us what our name was, and we were like, I don't know, so that's what we finally came upon. So he put together this this band of musicians that are just you know, fine people to play with, and it's a good time.
How about introducing the folks that you've brought with you today?
Yeah, so we have Jim Prendergast. He's playing a hollow-bodied electric here today, but he also plays a lot of Irish music and other kinds of stuff at the Seacoast.
I do.
Yeah, and he owns a Mill Pond Music Studios in Portsmouth. And then we have Jim Lamond over there on the upright bass. He's played with a lot of folk. He's from Portsmouth also. So
we'll get to hear him on vocals a little bit later.
Yep, we will. Yeah, we got a lot of good singers in this band, including one of my favorites over here, Robbie Neeland, on the drums and vocals. He plays with me in High Range, and you can see Robbie in just about every band in the Seacoast. If you, he's an in-demand guy.
For good reason.
Yeah, because he plays drums and he doesn't overdo it. He just lays down the rhythm, and that's what people like. So we can still hear ourselves. Here we are in this little studio, and Robbie's right there, not taking over things. And then we've got my brother Daryl. That's where the Derelicts come from. That's Daryl Carlson on the guitar, and he's going to be singing some. He just sang that song right there. Actually, we've been playing together since we were 11, 12 years old. So it's a long time, and at least 10 years. glad nobody can see how old we are. And then we have Bruce Durr, like one of the finest pedal steel player, I would say, in the Northeast. He plays a lot of folk, too. So he's from Durham, Lee. Lee, yeah, so.
Sure does sound good, and we do appreciate you coming in, switching it up just a little bit and adding the pedal steel and the fine sounds of that electric guitar, a little bit of drums on the folk show. It's really fun to have these fine, talented musicians joining us here on a Sunday evening. We need something to warm us up here in this January, on these January Sunday evenings. So we do appreciate it. And let's see, you know, maybe you could play another one. And if you want, I can play one from the CD that you have.
Sure.
And or you can play another one and we can talk a little bit more about what you've been up to as a band.
Let's do another one live right now and then we'll get to the CD.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good to me.
We got Robbie going to sing one here.
All right. We're going to do a Merle Haggard tune called Swingin' Doors. One, two, three. This old smoke-filled bar is something that I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Got everything I need to drive me crazy. I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for Hardy. And thanks to you I'm always here till closing time. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time.
Swinging Doors, a Merle Haggard tune here on the Folk Show. We're dimming the lights tonight. Stay tuned, more with the Stone Country Band in just a moment here as the Folk Show continues at NHPR.
A new NPR poll shows that nearly half of Americans can't afford their medication when insurers deny payment.
It's very frustrating. I think when you have insurance, I think that you should be able to get the drug you need.
And rising healthcare costs could leave lower-income people more vulnerable to illness and disease.
The tough choices really don't affect the most wealthy people in the United States.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 with Rick Ganley here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Morneau Law, located in Nashua, focusing on family law, estate planning, probate matters, and more, helping good people through tough times. Learn more at morneaulaw.com. I'm Kate McNally, and this is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we have special guests in the studio taking us back to the honky-tonks tonight. Bob Wills starting us up there, and then we just heard a Merle Haggard tune with the band called Stone Country. Now, Stone Country has many iterations. They've been appearing over a lot on the Seacoast, in the Seacoast area. Is that right, Ellen Carlson?
Yes, we have. Yeah, you can see us every month for sure in the at the Stone Church on second Tuesdays, 7 to 9.
What other projects are you involved with? I mean, you're also doing a show really soon with the Fiddle Ensemble, right?
Yeah. So I run the New Hampshire Fiddle Ensemble, which is we rehearse in 8 different locations in New Hampshire and Maine. And we do 6 benefit concerts in April and May. And we have 115 people in that this year. It's quite the thing.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot of fiddles.
It's a fun time. Yeah, so we'll be doing a show at Garponi Auto here in Concord, and I should have those dates ready, but I do not. So,
that's okay.
But they're on the website, New Hampshire Fiddle Ensemble.
And what other projects are you involved
with? And then, you know, I play in High Range still with Rob, and that's been going on 21
Who's
years.
Who's in High Range these days?
So Rob and Todd Jones, and they got it going. I would say I'm probably one of the originals.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you
so
are.
They started just like a month or so before I joined them recording. So,
yeah.
But I've been there, and we really get along, have a good time, and we have a Brendan Dowd on the upright bass and Steve Roy on the mandolin now. So it's a good time. And then I also play in a bunch of other bands, just my brother Daryl and I play out. My other brother Daryl, yeah. I do have a brother Bruce who plays pedal steel also. He lives in Connecticut, so, yeah.
Now, Jim Prendergast, what have you been up to these days?
Well, a lot of stuff as usual. Having a lot of fun finally getting back to playing country music. You know, I was in Nashville for 30 years and played a whole lot of country music. But in the 9 or 10 years since I've been here, it hasn't been so much. And I kind of was really missing it. So it was really lovely to find these folks who have played together in lots of different combos. So it was a pretty easy thing to put together. And then, of course, I do the Irish thing. Jordan Terrell Wasaki and I have been doing this thing at the Stone Church we're into our 8th year
wow.
of Thursday nights, Irish music night there.
Hardly
and
seems
I'm still
possible.
Running.
He's just a pup.
I know. People mistake. They say he's my grand. Ask me if he's my grandson. It'd be bad enough if they were asking me if. And then I'm running back and forth to Nashville pretty regularly.
Right. So country music, that for me was kind of my route to the folk music world. Is that true for anyone else in the group? I mean, I just know that it was like the backdrop for my growing up. You know, we had a stereo with a stack of records, and there was Johnny Cash, and there was Merle Haggard, and there was Eddie Arnold, and, some Merle Travis. Anybody else have that experience growing up?
Oh, yeah, we definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, both Ellen and I did. My parents used to play 8-track tapes in our station wagon. There were 6 of us. Kids, and not all of us would sing, thank God. But I really enjoyed singing with George Jones and Johnny Cash and Conway Twitty, and,
sure.
and it really helped me develop my voice.
Yeah, you've got a really wonderful voice. Boy, I just love listening to you, Daryl. It's awesome. And Jim, have you noticed any changes in the trend for country music over the years?
Don't get me started on that one.
Well,
you know, it's funny, on my last... probably the last half of my time in Nashville, I hate to admit this, but I didn't even have a button on my car radio for country radio. I mean, having said that, still playing in a recording session, no matter what you're playing with great players, it doesn't matter if it's bro country or old-fashioned country, you're there having a great time playing music.
So
but I do miss the stories,
sure.
the great stories that we used to hear. And the variety, too, the variety of sounds that we used to have.
Hard days on the road back in the day. Yeah. 6 days on the road. So should we play another tune? Do you want to hear another tune?
Do you want to play one from the...
I can.
From our, this is not an official CD. This is just, we just happened to get together at my studio the other night, and we threw together a few songs.
Okay. I was thinking I might just kind of get us back to folk a little bit and maybe play the Tom Paxton tune.
Sure.
So we'll just, in case anybody's tuned in and they're confused, they're like, what's this Roadhouse stuff? Yeah. we just want to assure you that we just wanted to bring some really fine musicians to our studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio. And we're just going to turn the lights down a little lower and crank it up just a little bit and give you a chance to dance around your living room. So here's one from that was written by Tom Paxton and recorded by the group Stone Country here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. And are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Thing on my mind. You've got reasons plenty for going. This I know, Lord, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go.
Great. They must have produced that over at the Mill Pond over with Jim Prendergast.
Yes, we did.
I will say this about that. So we had six people in that. I was amazed. We were all tired, started at 8 o'clock after we worked all night, or 6 o'clock, whatever. We got four songs done in 4 hours with this band, and it was amazing. Just amazing.
So a great oiled machine.
Yeah. You guys know what they're doing.
Does Stone Country have any shows that we should be telling people about?
Yes, we do. So February 11th, that's the second Tuesday, we're at the Stone Church in New Market from 7 to 9. And then February 23rd, we actually have two gigs. One's at the Press Room in Portsmouth from 11 to 2.
A country brunch, they're calling it. And it'll be approximately 11 to 2, might be 11:30 to 2:30, something like that. Yeah.
And then we're also playing at Nippo Golf Course that evening from 6 to 8. They have a little music series over there. So, yeah, and then we have some other stuff coming up in March, April.
Have you been busy right along, or did you find that there was a peaked interest after that Ken Burns special?
I think it was just sort of a coincidence that we happened to start doing this right about the time that the that thing came on. But I have noticed that people are coming to the show, coming to hear us, much more informed than they might have been.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, when I was telling them about us, they were like, oh, I don't really like country music. But then people have seen that Ken Burns series and like, oh, yeah, maybe I do like country music.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And a lot of classic talent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Kate McNally, and we have a band here in the studio. They're called Stone Country. We're real happy to be able to have these folks join us on a Sunday evening. Hopefully you're tapping your toe and staying with us right up until 10 o'clock. We're here Sundays from 7 until 10. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Valicenti Pasta Farm, growing the ingredients to produce seasonal flavors of gourmet ravioli, fresh pasta, and farmstead sauces. Locations available at GIMMIESpaghetti.com. This is NHPR.
NHPR is your source for comprehensive coverage of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary, for finding out who the candidates are and where they stand on issues that matter to you and your community. Be prepared when you head to the polls on February 11th with NHPR's in-depth reporting at nhpr.org/primary2020.
NHPR's Primary 2020 coverage is sponsored in part by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Franklin Pierce University.
Just a reminder for you that we'll be posting a copy of our visit with Stone Country on our website after our program tonight. So we archive all of our programs so you can tune in a little later in case you joined us late. Now, Stone Country has some shows coming up. We were kind of talking about that a minute ago. If folks wanted to find out more about where you're going to be playing, where would they go? Is there a Facebook group or something like that?
We probably by the end of the week, we will have something down. Yeah, we have a gal working on it now. But you can also, at this point, go to my website, ellencarlson.com, and I have information on there and my calendar and stuff. And there's also a little picture of us if you want to see how old we really are.
Okay, right. We'll take a picture. We'll post it on our Facebook group at NHPR Folk so that people can really see for themselves. Behind the scenes. Behind the scenes with Stone Country. How about another tune? What have you got?
Here we got Jim Lamond's going to sing Heartaches by Other Numbers.
Yeah, one of the classic 4/4 country shuffles, Ray Price recorded.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Heartache number one's when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two, when you came back again, you came back but never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Called me and told me you was coming home to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door.
have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Yes, the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Heartaches by the number here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. No heartaches here, not when we have such great music on the Folk Show. I know we have York, Maine represented. What other places around New England are represented in this band?
So Daryl's from Epsom. Bruce is from Lee. Jim's from Newmarket. Jim Prendergast.
Up and coming Newmarket.
Yes, and then Jim Lamont's from Portsmouth, and I live in Nottingham.
Okay, so we've mostly New Hampshire folks are playing in the band.
Yeah, I know. We let Robbie squeak in.
Yeah.
How hard is that? How hard is that for you to connect and get everybody together to do? Do you practice, or do you just know
we
what you're doing so you
practice.
Don't have to?
Yeah, we. That's what the Stone Church is about, and people always come in and request songs that we've never played before. But we've played this long enough that a lot of us know. You know, we just know these tunes from a million years of playing. Yeah.
What night of the week?
We have deep catalog.
What night of the week is that usually that you are focusing on the Stone Church?
Yeah, so that's Tuesdays. Okay. Tuesdays, yeah.
Second Tuesday of every month.
Yep.
And what else are they doing over there? I know, I used to live right down the hill from the Stone Church. You could just about slide down the Stone Church hill or that hill right into my apartment. The apartment's not there. They paved Paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yeah.
So what are they doing over there these days?
Well, they got the Irish thing, right?
Yeah, Thursdays. It's music 6 nights a week now. I think they're now closed on Mondays, but every night and even sometimes two or three events per day. For example, when we do our Irish night on Thursday nights, while UNH is in session, there's usually some kind of rock and roll band following us. So we play from 6 to 9, and it's great. It's families and family-friendly kind of a thing. And then the kids, the young adults come in about 10 and party till dawn.
Yeah, and I'm calling a square dance there this Tuesday, actually. Yeah, with the Chicken Shack Band.
Oh,
so
really?
That's from
oh.
7 to 9 also, if you want to go dance.
There's all kinds of stuff there. It's definitely a vibrant scene these days.
They used to do a potluck, no, roast beef dinner, I think it was, on Sunday nights. Are they still doing a dinner on Sunday nights?
No, not like that, but I do remember
that's
that.
That's a great
idea.
And then Bill Morrissey used to hang out there quite a bit.
That's right.
So that's really cool that you guys are hanging out at the Stone Church, and Stone Country kind of got their name from appearing over at the Stone Church. So head on over there when you're not doing anything on a Tuesday. Even if you are doing something, head on over there anyway and check out whatever they've got cooked up for their set list. Would you like me to play another one from the disc? You want me to play Long Black Veil?
I would love it if you would. I mean, that's been one of my favorite songs since I was a teenage folk singer in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And there have been so many recordings of that song.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, it's funny you should ask. That song was written by Mary John Wilkin and Danny Dill. And I was sitting in my studio one day in Nashville, and the phone rings. And it's Mary John Hi, Jim. This is Mary John Wilkin. And to me, it was like as if Bob Dylan had called or something. So I worked with her a couple of days in the studio. And I got to ask her what was her favorite version of that song. And she said, The Chieftains.
Yep.
And I said, really? I mean, you know, it was a decent version, but I thought, wow, that's strange. And she said, well, that's where my checks are coming from right now. But she allowed as to how her favorite band, her favorite version was the band's version.
Okay.
And so when we play it, we sort of emulate that folky
You've
style
adopted the
that,
band's
the,
version.
That the band did.
Well, let's wrap it up then with the Stone Country's version of Long Black Veil. here on the Folk Show and thank them for stopping by our studio.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Yeah, appreciate it.
Please bring your friends and stop by again.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, thanks for taking all six of us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for warming up our January evening here at NHPR. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Stone Country Band here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with Jim Prendergast on the lead on that tune, The Long Black Veil. Also in the band, Rob Neeland, Bruce Durr, Ellen Carlson, Daryl Carlson, and Jim Lamond. Thanking Stone Country for stopping by our studio here at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.